It's the Did You Know Show here on KCHI on this Thursday, May 4th. And Noah, I know that date has something to do with your facts today.
It does. So I'm not like a hardcore Star Wars fan, but I do really like the Star Wars shows. Mm-hmm. But Patty absolutely loves them. So she came in and reminded me that today is May the 4th be with you.
Yeah.
And so in honor of that, I went ahead and found some Star Wars facts for y'all this morning. I just have two of them. One's like a little fun fact, and one I'm going to go a little bit more into detail about. So the one about that's got some detail is, did you know the famous crawl of the words up the screen mm-hmm. during the Star Wars movie, when it originally came out, they didn't have CGI, so they originally had it on a piece of paper.
Really?
Yeah.
And like would just like roll it?
That's exactly what they did. So what happened is they actually got just a big, it was a 6-foot-long black piece of paper, and they got the words printed out on it in yellow, exactly how you see it on the screen. Mm-hmm. And in the original movie, they just had the paper, and they rolled the camera with it, and that's what gives it that effect of it going up and kind of at an angle that's the historical, like everybody knows. Cool. They just did that with a black piece of paper and a camera.
That's impressive.
That's exactly how that was done.
To have that vision without like it being CGI or computerized, like
so. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Super cool how they did that. Remember that was back in 1977.
Wow.
So no CGI. That was all on the creative minds of that time. They just rolled the camera over the paper, and it makes that seem like the text is moving forward, not just up.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, and then the little fun fact that I got for you is, and I thought this was hilarious, they put a bunch of actors in there, and most of them I didn't know because some of them are so old that I like just don't know them, I guess. But the one that definitely stood out to me is Han Solo, we all know is played by Harrison Ford, and he does a fabulous job. Mm-hmm. Can't see anybody else doing it.
Right.
But somebody who had tried out for that position was Sylvester Stallone.
No way.
All I can see is Rocky running around with Chewbacca.
The Italian stallion.
Italian stallion shooting a blaster around in space.
That is funny.
That would have been, I wish they'd like go back and just make like a parody version just to have Sylvester Stallone as Han Solo. That'd be hilarious.
That would be awesome.
That's what I got. That's my Star Wars facts.
Good stuff. May the 4th be with you. All right, so mine is, did you know that your sense of smell is actually the strongest in the evening?
Really?
Yeah. So one little known aspect of smell is how it fluctuates throughout the day. And so according to research by Brown University in 2017, our sense of smell is somewhat regulated by our circadian rhythm, which is the internal biological process that regulates a human's wake and sleep cycle. So it's kind of the rhythm of your body of when you start to feel tired and when you naturally wake up.
So like that internal clock that you generate. Okay.
And so the Brown study analyzed 37 teenagers for about a week and measured their sense of smell against their levels of melatonin, the sleep-inducing hormone. And so a rise in melatonin obviously meant that the body's nighttime circadian rhythm was kicking in, essentially saying time to go to bed. And the results showed that the teen's sense of smell was at its highest in the evening around 9 p.m., and then conversely, their sense of smell was at the lowest between the hours of 3 a.m. and 9 a.m. when the body had obviously little need for sniffing because they were asleep. And so scientists can only really guess why the body kicks those olfactory receptors in high gear around the 9 p.m. mark. But some of the theories say that it may help humans ensure satisfaction following the last meal of the day. Like when you're cleaning up dinner or whatever, I guess you have the smell of like
of what you just ate.
The last meal, maybe. I don't know. And then also they say it could be to scan for nearby threats right before you go to sleep when your body knows it's about to go into like a sleeping
phase. Like a defense mechanism, I guess.
Yeah. So, so pretty interesting. But so it's proven that you have better sense of smell at that time. But obviously still up in the air for why that is. But
so I guess if you're out sniff testing stuff,
yeah,
9 p.m. is the time.
Exactly.
Okay.
Or I guess right before you typically go to sleep.
Yeah.
So if you go to sleep earlier or later.
Yeah, I guess it depending on your how your body clock's going.
Yeah.
That's pretty weird. But
pretty
all
cool stuff.
Huh.
All right, well, that's the Did You Know Show for today. We'll see you guys tomorrow for the final one of the week, 2:45 p.m.